When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good evening and welcome to the History of Alchemy podcast. I'm Travis Dow.
And I'm Pete Coleman from the Bohemican podcast.
So tonight's a short episode. There's not a whole lot to find on him. He's not much more than kind of a footnote to alchemical history. But in fact, this is one of those that I had to translate from German. So if you try to Google him yourself, you're not going to find much. This guy was actually in a couple of books mentioned, whereas in previous ones, he wasn't even mentioned in any of my books. So now he'll be in English on the internet. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, so we're actually going to be giving you some information that is really kind of eluded English speakers and readers on the internet because all this stuff is in German.
Yeah.
Benedictus Figulus, better known as Benedict Hefner, was born in 1567 in Unhofen near Schwäbisch Hall, but vanished around 1619, so we don't have a lot of information around that date. So again, in our golden age of alchemy around Rudolf II's time, this is where he kind of lived. This is where he kind of made his happenings here. He was a German alchemist, preacher, poet, and publisher. He was an important representative of Paracelsianism. He was the son of a preacher, and he studied at the University of Wittenberg. So an educated man.
He became a preacher in his own right in 1593 in Lipprechhausen, but had to flee in 1601 because he divorced his wife. You can't just be a preacher and divorce your wife.
That would be a scandal.
It's not good. he started publishing poems and kind of versions of psalms. And around this time, he started to publicly state his support for Paracelsus. And like many others on our show, he started traveling, right?
And in this time between 1607 and 1609 is when he published the most of his alchemical works, including works by Paracelsus, Alexander van Stutten.
Which we'll have to do an episode on him. He's cropped up a couple times now, actually two in a row.
You know, Travis, he also kept having trouble because he was shacking up with a girl that without being married, and he was even arrested and locked up for a while. So he ran into a little bit of trouble with the law.
Not just his marital status caused him trouble, though. In 1617, he was chased out of Strasbourg because of his, quote, generally crazy opinions. That's my translation. But
that wasn't your Google Translate. That was you, right?
That's me. And after that, he more or less just vanished. The last dated work of any of his collection of alchemical recipes was for a goldsmith in Buchsweiler in 1619. So it's assumed he was still in Alsace at the time. Buchsweiler is really close to Strasbourg.
He didn't write much, if anything, by himself, so he was really noted for being important in the spreading of German alchemical works. That's what he's going to be known for, at least on our podcast. Mm-hmm. And among his publications were commentaries on Paracelsus and philosophers and commented on Hermes Trismegistus. All these names you should probably know as our listeners because we've done podcasts on them before.
Yeah. He tried to define the Philosopher's Stone and Aqua Vitae, and he published works on salts and their use. And it's rumored he was also in touch with Rosicrucians, but evidence isn't quite there. Maybe that was a kind of a post-mortem legend. But he's mostly known for publishing and spreading alchemical works. Again, probably a footnote as far as alchemical history goes, but now it's in English on the internet.
Important and the same, though. Everybody kind of adds into this alchemical process, and I think he did the job as well. His little contribution, I'm sure, really helped some people along the way as well in the field of alchemy.
Yep, it helped Paracelsianists. So there you go. All right, thanks very much for listening, folks.
Thanks, take care.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.